Merry Christmas. As I start off my message, I want to give thanks to everyone. I did it last night, but just so many people pitch in and help out in these services and with families shifting, going different directions. So thankful to have everyone to prepare the service and play for the service, to have special music. Super thankful for that. Dear friends, September 13th, 2006, that was when it all fell apart. That's when it happened. That's when everything came undone and everything was really changed in a moment. Let's back up for a second. March 13th, 1930 was when it began. And it began with great festivity and fireworks. It was actually a global celebration in 1930. You see, that's when it was first discovered. Again, September 13th, 2006 is when everything came crashing down. What am I talking about? 2006, that was the year that the International Astronomical Agency came together in Prague and voted that Pluto should no longer be a planet. Big detail. It was that day that September 12th, 2005 was a planet, then September 13th, no longer a planet. Mrs. Schmidt had taught me all wrong. I'm pretty sure that's what has just thrown me off course. I still think that Pluto is a planet. So what is Pluto today? Does anyone know? It's asteroid 134430. It's not a planet. One day on the team of planets, the next day, nope, not on the team. Rejected, demoted, devalued, dismissed. That's Pluto for you. Now, that event in 2006, September of 2006, inspired the word of the year in that year. It never existed before this. Pluto was a proper noun up until 2006 for a planet that existed in the solar system. But in 2006, it became a verb, meaning this: demoted, dismissed, devalued. True story. Plutoed. Have you ever been Plutoed? I think we can say that we all can relate to that. We were the wrong size. We were the wrong shape. We had the wrong voice. We were born from the wrong parents. We had the wrong relatives. We were born from the wrong side of town. We went to the wrong school. Devalued, dismissed, rejected, demoted. We've been Plutoed by bosses, employees, boyfriends, girlfriends, relatives, neighbors, maybe even church members. Who knows? Plutoed. Last night we gathered here in the sanctuary and taking a look at the characters, the people that were involved in the Christmas story, I can think they could also relate to this idea of Pluto. They knew Pluto 2,000 years before it actually became a word in 2006. Mary was Plutoed. She had the wrong kind of pregnancy. The person that she was connected with, she wasn't married to, and he actually wasn't the father of the child. She didn't have royal lines. Luke's gospel really doesn't even mention Mary in the genealogy there. Or Matthew's gospel doesn't mention it, I should say, in the genealogy of Jesus. She's from the wrong side of town. Joseph knew Plutoed. What an upstanding man he was. But you know what's interesting? He disappears. No one knows what happens to him after the birth and nativity of Jesus Christ. He's Plutoed, demoted. Where does he go? The shepherds had the wrong occupation. If you're a shepherd, you're kind of looked down upon as maybe a thief, someone who came in a transitory, or just came into town and stole things and went to a different location. Then there's the town of Bethlehem, a dusty little town, not really fit for a king to be born in that location. Plutoed, it's very much in the Christmas story. Demoted, dismissed, devalued, rejected.